think that last track, if I'm being honest, would be on the top 10 list of my very favorite tracks of all time. That was Tio, reference to the producer of the album for Miles Davis there from the album Someday My Prince Will Come. And that's a great album. And that one track, I don't know what it is, but all the zillion times I've heard it, I just think, oh, yes. That was my historical segment today. Someday My Prince Will Come from 1961, Miles Davis and his band. And Coltrane sitting in there, although he wasn't a member of the group anymore, he was on a couple of those tracks, and including Tio, the one you just ended with. And with that, we have snuck into the last hour of our program today. It is 12:01 Central Time here in Winnipeg. And it's now my responsibility to tell you exactly what it is you're listening to.
Streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. I hope that you all will do exactly what you just said. And this program and the carrying on from her description of the station itself, this program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here at this great little station every Wednesday. Well, moving from 1961 to 2023 now, with a brand new album with saxophonist, plays tenor and soprano, and as well, he might play a little bit of piano and prepared piano as well on this duet album. Philippe Côté and François Bourassa is the other half of this duet, and Bourassa plays piano. And there may be some prepared piano and some other electronic things going on between the two of them. Anyhow, it's a duet album that is really good. These two have worked together enough times that they really, really know what they're doing. And this is a terrific album. I'm going to play three tracks. One of them is very brief, but I'm going to play three tracks, starting with Tour One. Is the album is bookended with Tour One is the first track and Tour Two is the last track, but in between there's some great music. I'm going to play Tour One and then 1190 Chemin de la Montagne and then Muted Song. Here's Philippe Côté on saxophones mainly and François Bourassa on piano.
Thank you.
there are times when jazz albums, you know, the word that is not used all that often to describe jazz is beautiful. That's beautiful music. The two of these folks that are on that album play so well together. There's not any sort of bombast or sort of competition. They just sort of play like with one mind. That was Philippe Côté on saxophone and François Bourassa on piano from Quebec. Great duo team there. The album is called Confluence, and it's something that you're going to hear more of as time goes on, as it's brand new. Well, now, it's 12:19 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name is Keith Black. Moving along now to an album that is certainly one of my favorites of the year. It really just sort of checks all the boxes for me. It's saxophonist James Brandon Lewis and his Red Lily Quintet. The album is called For Mahalia with Love, and it clearly is an affectionate look at the music of Mahalia Jackson. And it is worth consideration on, I think, most best of lists. It will certainly be on my best of lists, which I have to do for the Free Press, and I hate it. I bet I don't like best of lists, but this is going to be on it for sure. James Brandon Lewis has had concept albums before. He's had some very interesting concept albums, and is very clearly the affection on this one shows through. He talks about his grandmother seeing that she actually saw Mahalia Jackson when she was young, and that it has been a favorite of his, obviously, through the years. Lewis plays tenor saxophone, Kirk Neufke on cornet, Chris Hoffman on cello, William Parker on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums. And this, as I mentioned in my review, this is not a traditional tribute album in that they do covers of a lot of the tunes that are associated with Mahalia Jackson. But after a brief statement of that tune, they use their current expression of what jazz should be like. It's very modern. It's very clearly in a mode that you wonder what Mahalia would have thought of it. I think that she probably would have been pleased, but it is the affection and the passion is there, but it is not always recognizable as a, quote, cover, end quote, of tunes, gospel tunes and whatnot that she was associated with. But it is a great album, and if you listen carefully, as I have tried to for quite a few times now, it just gets more and more interesting as you get deeper into it. This group, this quintet, again, plays very, very nicely together, and their affection and their respect for the music they're playing is tangible. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Calvary, and the second is the perhaps better known spiritual Deep River. Here is James Brandon Lewis Red Lily Quintet, with For Mahalia with Love. This is Calvary, and then Deep River.
Thank you. Thank you.
Deep River, from an album by saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, for Mahalia with Love, a tribute to Mahalia Jackson, the greatest probably gospel singer of all times, and a terrific album with some wonderful playing there. And it's getting close to the end of our program already. Wow, time has gone very quickly today. I'm going to take us out with some of David Binney's latest album. David Binney plays alto sax, also does composing, arranging, and leading across a wide range of genres. Very restless. I think it probably applies to almost every jazz artist you know. They're restless. They like to try new things and explore new ideas. And Binney does this all the time. He is clearly the leader here. He plays saxophone, and he has with him Para Krstacek on bass and Louis Cote on drums. And they both do some mixing on some tracks and whatever else. But and it's a pretty heavy duty. They really get into this. Some of it is in your face. It's a little rock oriented at times, high energy, and a really neat album. It's called Action, and that's indeed what you get with this music. And it'll take us to the end of our show today. I'll just take us out with as much of Binney as I can work in. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's been a pleasure for me to share my music with you for the last 3 hours. I hope you'll come back again next week, because I hope to do it all again, and into December now. Wow. It will be next week. Look after yourselves, and thanks for tuning in today. I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Mm-hmm.